Mic check.
Yep, I can hear you.
Testing.
Yep.
Testing.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully my cord won't get in your way.
No, you should be fine.
Put a piece of tape on it.
Here we go.
Good idea.
Stanford that does that. We'll be right back.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker, pinch hitting for Chuck McVie tonight. We are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com, emanating from Minster High School, where tonight the Minster Lady Wildcats take on the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Minster retaining its number one spot in the state of Ohio, Girls Division IV, despite losing in the Berlin Classic event that took place this past weekend to Elyria Catholic by a score of 44-41. Ottoville inched up closer to Minster in the state Division IV rankings. As I mentioned, the Wildcats are still number one in the second poll of the season. New Bremen, the opponent tonight for Minster, was number four a week ago. New Bremen fell out of the top 10 to the 11th spot after losing 1 week ago tonight to Fort Recovery. New Bremen is 12-2 overall. Minster, which suffered its first setback, and that was to the Elyria team at Berlin Island, is now 12-1. Minster 4-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster, Versailles, Fort Recovery, all unbeaten in league play. Minster has got Fort Recovery to end the season. Versailles is playing Fort Recovery tonight. Versailles and Minster play next week. Matt, things are going to shake out in a hurry here in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Big game tonight. If New Bremen wants to have a major impact on the Midwest Athletic Conference on the girls' side. The Cardinals have got to upset Minster this evening.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tall order. Like you said before when we were talking off air, that they hadn't beat them since, what, the 08-09 season.
Right.
And obviously at home, that's going to be a tall task for the Cardinals.
Yeah, since 08-09, Minster has defeated New Bremen 8 straight times in the regular season, plus 2 tournament sectional wins by Minster over New Bremen. So that's a string of 10 straight. In 08-09, New Bremen beat Minster by a score of 33-22. In talking to the New Bremen coaching staff, and New Bremen led 17-16 at the half of that game, held Minster to 6 in the third and fourth quarters, won that contest 33-22. That was a year in 08-09 that New Bremen went 21-2, lost just one game in the regular season, and was upset by Convoy Crestview in the district semifinals. 2 years ago, New Bremen sported a very fine record under head coach Chris Burden, 18-6. New Bremen on the verge of bettering that this year. Tough opponent tonight for New Bremen. Head coach Mike Wiss and the Minster Wildcats coming off a loss at the Classic in the Country on Sunday morning will be prepped and ready to go here tonight in this MAC game. I might note that while this game is going on, Mike Wiss is being inducted into the Ohio High School Athletic Association Baseball Hall of Fame. It's my understanding that is occurring at this very moment in Columbus at the OHSAA. Minster under head coach Mike Wiss has won, what, 3 state baseball titles in the last 7 seasons.
Definitely. He's definitely raised the bar with Minster baseball. But I kind of knew that all along. We were actually roommates in college my junior years, so I've known Mike for quite a long time. And he never gets too upset, but he does a great job with the kids, and he definitely is a Hall of Fame coach.
Well, he's done a fantastic job with the Minster girls basketball team this year. It's a club which is rolling, having won 12 in a row. A very big win early in the season over Fort Loramie here by a score of 35-26, avenged the regional loss a year ago to Jackson Center by beating the Tigers in Game 2, 53-27. Minster rolled through the Lima Bath Holiday Tourney, beating Toledo Start 47-15 and Bellevue 71-49. Minster is coming off a January 4th win at home against Delta St. John's, a January 11th win at St. Henry, and then, as we mentioned, the Elyria Catholic setback, the lone one of the year for Minster. It occurred on Sunday morning. Minster was to have played on Saturday morning against Division II Sheridan. I was joking with Mike several minutes ago. I said, Mike, maybe you would have rather played the Division II team instead of the Division III team. And it was Elyria Catholic in D3, which posed a serious threat to Minster on Sunday because of height. 2 young ladies, 6 feet tall. Minster rallied from 8 or 9 down, got within a field goal, couldn't close the deal, lost by 3. Sheridan won its game on Saturday against a different opponent. Would have been Minster. That's how things were originally scheduled. But the weather impacted the weekend at the Berlin Highland tournament, the Classic in the Country. There are such things as good losses, and perhaps that was one that Minster girls can benefit from.
Yeah, I definitely think so, especially with their 12 wins so far. Most of those, if not all of them, have been comfortable.
Right.
They've been in control the whole time, and to finally maybe have a game where they had to battle back. Yeah, they fell short, but I'm sure they learned a lot of things from that game that's going to help them down the line with this game. And then, like you said, you have New Bremen tonight. You have Autoville Saturday. You have Versailles next week. I'm sure that game last Sunday is going to help them prepare for these 3 games coming up here in the next 8 days.
Exactly. No question about that, Matt. The Minster Wildcats are led, of course, by a triumvirate of double-digit scorers: Courtney Pranger, Damaris Wolf, Ivy Wolf, all between 10.5 and 11.5 a game. And it poses problems for the defense, Matt, because you really don't know who to shade a second player toward You'd like to double team all three, but you don't have six to be able to do that.
Right. I was at the Minster-Rushi game right before Christmas, and Rushi was a little shorthanded with illness, and they played a zone, and that kind of held Pranger down. But then Minster countered that by hitting 10 three-pointers.
Wow.
And they won easily.
Allie Fisher is the best three-point shooter on the Minster team. She starts. She's averaging just under 6 points a game. You know, I mentioned Pranger and the two Wolves who are outstanding. Taylor Kogi, 7.5 points a game. She is a 6'1" senior. She's dynamite, too. Minster comes at you with height and length. A lot of athletic young ladies. And if Minster does have a weakness, it's not size, it's not depth. It might be long-range shooting, but as you said, Matt, it came to the forefront against Rushi. It's there. When will it be challenged? When will it need to step up? It did against Rushi. Obviously, as Minster advances in the season and in the tournament, the Lady Wildcats will need the outside jump shot.
Right. You have to have a variety because, like you said, as you go on down the line, once you get to the, in their case, even the district or sectional and district level, you're going to have a variety of options.
Head coach Chris Burden's New Bremen Cardinals have not been real sharp offensively lately. Did suffer their second loss of the year 1 week ago to Fort Recovery, 36-20. I emphasize that 20 because it was the lowest output of the year for the New Bremen girls. In fact, nobody starting now for New Bremen averages quite 10 points a game. Paige Jones has dropped to 9.8. Kelly Naylor has dropped to 9.6. Those two young ladies have got to hit probably 15, 16 apiece in this game tonight to give Minster a real scrap down to the wire.
Definitely. And I'm sure they're going to be looking to bounce back from that game against another tough opponent here in Minster.
Minster Wildcats, of course, the home team. New Bremen on the road, and not very far on the road. Just a few miles north of Minster is New Bremen.
The bus barely got warm.
Great crowd on hand here tonight at Minster. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A standing applause just seconds ago for head girls basketball coach Mike Wiss at Minster, who, as I mentioned a few minutes back in the pregame with Matt, is being inducted tonight into the Ohio High School Athletic Association Baseball Hall of Fame. 3 state championships in the last 7 years earned by head coach Mike Wiss's Minster baseball team. Wow, what an accomplishment. And if they don't make it to Columbus, they're always knocking on the door to get there. And with a number of fine young men returning from last year's state title team, Minster will make an impact on the district and regional tournament in Division 4 again this spring, I am sure. Additional underwriting sponsors here tonight for this game between Minster and New Bremen: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Thank you, Carl Arns, who is the new owner of Brookins in Fort Loramie. Joyce and Dale Barhorst ran Brookins for 12 years. They were superb. The menu has not changed. It is still great. Enjoy that phenomenal pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Another huge round of applause for Mike Wiss of Minster, tonight inducted into the Ohio High School Athletic Association Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville on the web online with us tonight, along with Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney and in Tip City and Troy. Frisch is what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Our pregame underwriting sponsor, The In-Between. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Terrific attendance on hand for this game tonight. The Minster Wildcats with an overall mark this year of 12 wins, one setback, 4-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. The opponent, the New Bremen Cardinals, 12-2 on the campaign, 2-2 in the MAC. New Bremen dropped a contest at Versailles on December 14th, 58-29, and was beaten a week ago in the MAC by Fort Recovery, 36-20, the only two losses suffered by New Bremen this year. Cardinals were ranked fourth in the state in girls division 4 one week ago, 11th heading into play tonight. Minster, the first two polls of 2018, number one in the state of Ohio in girls division 4. Starting five being introduced right now for the New Bremen Cardinals. Macy Putoff, 5'10 sophomore at a guard. Paige Jones, 6'1 senior. She is at forward, just under 10 points a game. Molly Smith in a wing, 5'8", a junior. Kelly Naylor, a 5'6", junior guard, averaging 9 points a game. And the fifth starter is Jane Holman. And they've turned the lights out on me here at Minster for the introduction of the Minster starters. Jane Holman, a 5'10", senior. She, by the way, will be our LaCal Equipment halftime student spotlight player for the New Bremen Cardinals. The spotlight is on the Minster five as they come to the floor one by one. Allie Fisher, 5'8 senior, 6 points a game, a little over 33% behind the arc. Taylor Kogi, she is 6'1½, a senior, power forward, close to 8 points a game for Taylor. Kogi is an outstanding performer, and if you put too much emphasis on Pringer or the two Wolf girls, Kogi can go crazy scoring the basketball. Courtney Pringer, 11 a game, 6'2", junior. Damaris Wolf, 10 a game, 5'7", a junior. And Ivy Wolf, 10.5 a game, 5'8", and just a freshman. That's right, I said a ninth grader. In fact, the Minster roster has just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors. The rest of the roster, 6 juniors, a freshman. It's a club that will reload once again next year as Courtney Pringer returns, and so do both of the Wolf girls. So count on Minster to be a force next year in the MAC, in the region, and statewide.
They just reload every year.
Sure do.
They started with Nan Stechschulte, and now they continue with Mike, and they don't rebuild, they just reload.
New Bremen Cardinals in the road. Cardinal red maroon. Gold numbers, gold piping down the sides of the shorts. Minster, the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Each team adorned in the black tennies, although as I say that, I do see a pair of white ones, a pair of gray ones out there. Opening tip to start the game. It's Jones and Pringer, and it's won by Minster, which moves from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Pringer high post, gives it up to Kogi in the left corner. Back inside to Courtney. She twirls and hits a seven-footer. Minster off to a good start. Pringer in the post, pumps it home, and it's 2-0. Minster in the lead. Here's New Bremen, forecourt. Top of the circle, Smith to Naylor. Out high, it goes to Jane Holman. Holman deals to Paige Jones. Right wing to the driver, Macy Putoff. She's cut off, lost the ball, got it back. Fed to Holman, right back to Putoff, who lays it up short, no good. Rebound volleyballed around, taken away by New Bremen, which runs another offensive set.
New Bremen's going to have to make those inside shots if they're going to have any chance tonight.
30 feet away on the right, New Bremen is hemmed in. Good defense by Minster, nearly a tie-up. Good recovery by New Bremen, which sets the attack once more. Ball thrown down inside to Paige Jones. Paige shakes loose around Pringer, up and got it. We're tied at 2, 6:45 left here in the opening quarter. Minster attacking right to left. Ball lobbed to Pringer in the lane. She lost it off her fingertips, got it back. Threw it cross court to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one, too hard by Damaris Wolf. Hit the backboard in the rim. Came off on the play to Smith. She races down the floor for New Bremen. Gives it up to Jones. Jones passed it, then got it back. Paige sizes up a three ball. Look out. Got it straight away. Paige Jones cranks one in. 5-2. New Bremen with five straight points takes the lead. Top of the circle for Minster. It's handled there on the play by Kogi. Kogi to Fisher. Jumping, shooting, off the ring. No good. Rebound New Bremen. Down the floor quickly to Holman in the left corner. She dropped it, taken away by Minster. Wildcats running. Here's a ball shoveled toward the rim by Ivy Wolf. Out of control, left it short, no good. Rebounded by New Bremen. Wildcats want to run, so do the Cardinals, who lead it 5-2. 5.5 to go here in the first. Ball handled by New Bremen. 30 feet away on the right, it's Kelly Naylor. Out of Jones. Jones drives, wraparound pass to a teammate, Macy Putoff, shot it long, no good. It was altered by Minster's height on the interior. Minster comes away with the rebound. Down the floor comes Damaris Wolf, straight away Fisher. Into the post to Kogi. Kogi spins, banks one, missed it, no good. Off the glass, the rim, into the hands of Putoff.
Cardinals doing a nice job of holding Minster to one shot now.
Good point, Matt. Strong defensive rebounding so far for the Cardinals. Here's Jones on the arc. Inside to Holman. Beneath the backboard. Reverse layup. No. Rebound taken down by Minster. Here comes Fisher. Fisher to Kogi. Kogi on the fast break. Got it for Minster. 5-4. New Bremen up one. Each team trying to outrace the other down the floor when the opportunity arises. Here's Holman, top of the key. Bounce pass near side of the floor to Smith. On top it goes to Jones. Jones to the foul line. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Now to Holman. She rifles an 18-footer. It hit the back brace. Rebound down to Fisher for Minster. Wildcats can take the lead. Just over four to go in the first. Here is a twisting move by Fisher through the top of the circle. Lost the ball. And one, two, three, four players jump on it. Arrow favors New Bremen.
Nice spin move there, but then there was a couple of three defenders. Once she got done with the move, she had nowhere to go.
Couple of changes for Minster. Kendra Thien, 5'9 senior, is in. Jessica Falk, a 5'8 junior, is in. Full court pressure by Minster. Ball thrown to midcourt to Caleb Bergman, who's checked in now for New Bremen, a 5'10 junior. To Jones, top of the circle. Hand off to Holman, who comes out to get it. Behind a screen, it's Bergman. Left side pass goes to Abby Thiemann. Thiemann in off the bench, a 5'6 junior. Jones on top, holds the ball high overhead. coming out to catch is Thiemann. Left flank to Bergman, 25 feet away. Guarded by Pringer, well out on the floor. Nearly a five-second count. Ball dropped. Picked back up again by Bergman. Bergman bounced to a teammate in the corner. Kicked on the play by Minster. It goes out of bounds. And we have
actually, it looks like Bremen got a 30-second timeout just before it went out of bounds.
Yep, timeout by New Bremen in the nick of time, or it might have been Minster ball. 3:34 left in the first. 5-4 New Bremen. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
And congratulations to Carl Arns, the new owner at Brookins in Fort Loramie. He's taken over for Joyce and Dale Barhorst. Congrats to Carl. Same great menu, superb food always at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Well, after the timeout by New Bremen, Minster forced a tie-up. The arrow favored Minster. And then the Wildcats get a good post-up move. Nice play on the interior. Courtney Pringer from 6 feet away drained her second field goal. Good entry pass from out on the arc by Ivy Wolf. And then again New Bremen comes up the floor, turns it over at the timeline. Minster pressure playing havoc with the Cardinals in the last two possessions. And it's 6-5 Minster with the ball and 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a cross-court skip pass by Minster, ill-advised. New Bremen latches onto it, and lo and behold, coming out of the scrum is Aaron Smith, a 5'8 junior who's in off the bench. Quickly down the floor inside to Bergman. Bergman on the arc to Smith. Smith is handcuffed and has it taken away by Fisher. Two-on-two break. Fisher hits a teammate driving. Left-handed, good. Jessica Falk streaked toward the basket. Fast break. Worked to perfection by Minster, which leads 8-5. 2:15 left in the opening quarter. Here at the high post for New Bremen, it's Macy Putoff. And once again, Minster reaches in there with a stiff arm, gets a hand right on top of the leather, and forces a jump. New Bremen Cardinals possession on the arrow this time.
That would have been four straight possessions with a turnover if the jump ball wasn't in their favor.
Boy, is Minster ever tenacious. Ball lobbed in deep left corner. Here's a long three by the open shooter, Kelly Naylor. It is lengthy, didn't catch the rim. Rebounded by Minster. Long 60-foot pass for Kogi. Out of bounds. Off her fingertips. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Minster 8, New Bremen 5. Cardinals walk it down the floor against three-quarter court pressure. It is Abby Thiemann between the rings. Thiemann bounces outside the arc on the left to Bergman. Coming out to catch straight away, Jane Holman. Near side Thiemann. Enters it into the lane to Paige Jones. She nearly walked, made a bounce pass. It's picked off by Fisher. Fisher airmails one down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup, yes. Damaris Wolf on the finish. 10-5, Minster over New Bremen. Minute 29 left in the opening quarter. Six straight points by the Wildcats. Outside the arc in the right, Holman for Minster. Gives it up in the right corner to Kelly Naylor. Naylor to Jones. Paige is headed to Michigan to play volleyball. Phenomenal volleyball player is Paige Jones. Pretty good on the basketball floor as well. New Bremen trying to work the basketball in the shooting position. Simply can't do it. Minster continues to hedge out beyond the arc. And New Bremen is unsettled offensively right now. Can't get a good look.
They have five turnovers so far, and they've all come here in probably the last 3 minutes.
Minster just knocked the ball out of bounds in the corner. 1 minute to go in the first. 10-5 Minster. Ball thrown into Naylor. Left-hand bounce pass to Jones. Jones in the post. It's clawed away by Minster. Here's a steal. Bringer threw it to a teammate. Down the right side goes Ivy Wolf. Foul line, open player Kogi, 16-footer, rattles out, no good. It lipped the rim. Tough break for Taylor. Rebound yanked down by Jones of New Bremen. Here's a jump shot by Holman. Yes, a three-pointer. Good-looking shot by Jane Holman, the 5'10", 12th grader for New Bremen. As she got free, Mister didn't guard her, and she capitalized. And here's a great drive down the floor by Ivy Wolf. Wolf didn't have the numbers, but took it into traffic and scored with the left hand. New Bremen loses the ball across the timeline. Minster fights for it, earns the jump and the arrow with 15.7 to go.
Seven turnovers now for the Cardinals.
They're mounting up, and those turnovers for New Bremen mean empty possessions. 12-8, Minster by four, 6 seconds left in the period. 25 feet away with the ball is Minster. It's thrown to the post, intercepted by Paige Jones. Jones down the floor, triggers a long 30-footer. No good, off to the left as the first quarter closes out. Frantic pace. Minster turned it over, or I should say Minster forced numerous turnovers from New Bremen in the last 4 minutes of that first period, and thus Minster has opened up a 12-8 lead after one. On scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, who's filling in for Chuck McBee tonight. We're at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Shelby County League in Sydney and the Midwest Athletic Conference. Well, New Bremen runs some nice motion on offense to start the second quarter. That which they haven't done for about 3.5 or 4 minutes, and the Cardinals get a two-shot foul out of it. At the free throw line for New Bremen is Macy Putoff. She was hammered down inside.
It's a nice backdoor pass by Paige Jones on that one.
And Ivy Wolf picked up the foul. First free throw up and in by Macy Putoff. Second shot is on the button as well, and it's 12-10. Minster leads New Bremen by two. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Minster's lost one on the season. That came on Sunday at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland to Division III Elyria Catholic, 44-41. Inside post-up move by Pringer with the left hand. It is no good. Rebound down to Holman of New Bremen. Swiped. Taken right away by Minster. Wildcats get it back. On the floor now for Minster is Carly Richard, 5'7", junior, lobs it down inside to Kogi. Kogi on the handoff to one of the Wolf girls. It's Damaris, who cracked her way toward the basket. She was bodied and fouled, and she'll earn two at the stripe. New Bremen led 5-2, and then Minster poured in a streak of 8 straight points. It's 12-10 New Bremen. Or I should say 12-10 Minster, make it 13-10 Wildcats. The free throw is right on the money by Damaris Wolf. Both teams shuffling players in and out. Minster substituting a little more freely than New Bremen. Second free throw lips the iron, comes out to the left. The board is snatched by Homan of New Bremen, which is down by 3, 13-10. Here's the handoff on the play to Hannah Tankman, who's in off the bench, a 5'8 junior. She dragged the pivot foot. Turnovers continue to soar for New Bremen.
It's 9 now for Bremen. They got to cut that down.
Empty possessions when New Bremen is not getting shots. Still within 3, though, are the Cardinals. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Ivy Wolf. Wolf hits a teammate down low on the left. It's caught and laid in, but Taylor Kogi. Boy, Taylor is very nimble down inside. Good footwork. She is light on those toes. Good bounce. Nice shooter's touch. 15-10, Minster by 5. Here's a dribble drive by New Bremen. It is Tankman through traffic. Batted away, though, by the Minster Wildcats. Minster down the floor in a hurry. Damaris Wolf pulls up, launches the long 3. Maybe out of her range, hit the back iron. Taken down by New Bremen. And here go the Cardinals down the floor in a hurry. It's put off. She dashes through the top of the circle. And as she was sprinting between a couple Minster players, one of them reached out and grabbed the arm. And it was determined to be in the act of releasing the shot. Put off at the line for New Bremen. Sinks it. 15-11 in favor of Minster by 4. 6:10 left in the second quarter. New Bremen Cardinals, Matt, showing us some pretty good depth, trying to keep pace in substituting with Minster, which will go 10 deep. And both free throws are connected by putoff of New Bremen. We're near the 6-minute mark, second quarter of play. Matt, is that scoreboard correct, 15-12?
Yes.
15-12, 3-point lead, Minster. On the dribble, 20 feet away, Fisher. Fisher hits a cutter through the lane to Maris Wolf. Shot blocked, taken away by New Bremen. Down the floor to Homan. Holman's got a long 3 coming. Here it is. Swish! We're tied up. We're tied up at 15 on the Homan triple. Quickly, Minster into the forecourt. Here's Carly Richard. Handoff on the play to a teammate. Intercepted by New Bremen. Look at that drive. All the way down the floor. Macy put off on the finish. New Bremen by 2. It's back and forth. The Cardinals up a bucket. 17-15. Minster between the rings. It's Richard. Right side pass to Maris Wolf. Deals in the right corner to Kendra Thien. Into the post to Pringer. Turn around 10-footer. It rattles and comes out. Rebound snared by New Bremen. Batted on the play from Tankman to put off. Long pass, right corner, Paige Jones. Guarded by Pringer, 25 feet away. Jones picks up the dribble, almost walk. Gives it to Homan. Homan dribbles off her shoe. Loose ball picked up, though, by Jones. 17-15, New Bremen up a bucket. 3 minutes, 20 seconds into the second quarter. Jones on the bounce. Coming out to catch his teammate, Molly Smith. Smith to Homan, 22 feet away. Loops it opposite to Thiemann. Thiemann glides into the lane, a runner, high off the backboard, no good. Rebound Minster, 2-on-2 break, driving layup, Wildcats, no, but a foul. Kendra Thien blazed a trail down the floor. She powered to the rim hard. New Bremen did not slide over in front. And it's Kendra Thien at the line with 2 coming for Minster. 17-15, 2-point lead for New Bremen. And, Matt, the pace of this game is lickety-split. I tell you what, it is, believe it or not, faster than several boys' games we've seen this year.
Definitely. Both teams doing a nice job working the ball inside and getting up and down the floor.
This game has the makings of 50-45. It may take 50 points to win this contest. At the stripe for Minster with a two-shot situation is Kendra Thien. It is up no good off to the left. A couple of changes for Minster. Falk and Kogi back on the floor. Smith in for New Bremen. Second free throw here for Thien as she tries to trim New Bremen's advantage to 1, and she does. 17-16. Cardinals lead the Wildcats by a point. We near the 4-minute mark, second quarter. Dribbling up over the timeline, Macy put off. Ball pops up in the air. She regathers it. Flips it on the arc to Naylor. Naylor scoots through the lane, goes into the corner, pulls up, doesn't shoot, gives it up, gets it back. Naylor, just under 10 a game, hands off to Putoff. Putoff, the 5'10 sophomore guard, hits a cutter, trying to catch it in traffic is Aaron Smith. She eventually did so, but she did not get her feet on the floor before dribbling, and she turns it over again. Despite double-digit turnovers, De Bremen leads by one.
Yeah, when they haven't turned it over, they've been able to convert.
It's yes.
Turning it over.
Cardinals have been productive when they've gotten shots. Minster down a point. Here's Fisher through the top of the key. Throws into the post. Here's a leaner right in front. Short of the mark, no good, but a foul. Good catch and shot by Jessica Falk, as she went right up into the outstretched hands of the Minster defender, or I should say of the New Bremen defender, Aaron Smith, and attracted the two-shot foul. Minster can take the lead here with two made free throws. The first one, a high arch floater, dead center, as Falk nails shot number one to even the score at 17 apiece. 3:42 left here in the second period. Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker filling in for Chuck McVie here tonight. Second free throw bounds off the heel. Ricochets into the left corner where Paige Jones traces it down for New Bremen. Up the floor to Naylor. Naylor right in front of us. Hand off to Jones. Over guarding foul on Minster. Minster Wildcats extremely aggressive defensively.
Both teams have been real aggressive on defense, but both only have three team fouls so far.
It's kind of amazing, really. Just six fouls committed in this contest by the two clubs combined. Outside the arc on the right, it is Kayla Bergman for Minster. Down to Paige Jones between the circles to the foul stripe. Back to Bergman. Bergman open, 16-footer in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound Allie Fisher of Minster. Down the floor to Kogi. Kogi drives, off balance, overshoots. What do we have? A jump ball on the rebound. Tie-up occurs, and Minster will keep it. We're tied at 17, 3:05 left in the first half. Bergman freed herself up for a nice jump shot. Last trip down for New Bremen. It was down below the rim, disappeared in the cylinder, and somehow snapped out.
Everything but in.
Yep. Inbounding for Minster, baseline left, is Jessica Falk. Falk throws it into Fisher, cross-court skip pass, intercepted by New Bremen. Here comes Naylor. Naylor zips her way down the floor to the lane, deflected shot by Minster, and it goes out of bounds. We're tied at 17, 2:52 to go first half. Inbounding below the rim for New Bremen is going to be Macy Putoff. Minster has beaten New Bremen in girls basketball 10 straight times, 8 in a row in the regular season, 2 tournament wins in that span. Last New Bremen win was in 08-09, 33-22 over Minster, a season New Bremen lost just twice. Here's a baseline drive by Paige Jones, a good wraparound pocket pass, but it's broken up by Minster and taken away, coming out of there, Fisher. Fisher throws behind her toward the timeline, tipped by New Bremen, and goes out of bounds. New Bremen bench wants a whiff and an over and back call, but it was touched by the Cardinals. 2:28 left here in the first half. Scoring pace has slowed down. We're tied at 17. It seems like every time the buzzer sounds, Matt, for one reason or another, there is a substitution. Whenever there's a referee's whistle, a stoppage of play, in comes another Minster player. Here is Ivy Wolf, 25 feet away. Ivy on the bounce, stepping right in is Naylor in Wolf's path, and she strips it. Naylor down the floor, top of the circle to put off. She enters the lane, hand off to a teammate, Bergman, lays it up, no good, shot was altered. Loose ball rebound, tie up. And it's New Bremen's possession with 2:02 to go in the first half. We're still even at 17. Haven't had a field goal now in about a minute 40 seconds.
Should have had one on that play.
Yep.
They've missed a couple of layups. You just can't do that if you want to hang with Minster.
Minster's height seems to modify your shots at the top of your jump. Here's Taylor, or I should say Naylor. Naylor gives it up to Putoff. Putoff deep in the left corner to Molly Smith. Coming out to catch 20 feet away is Homan. Homan on the dribble. Paige Jones not in at the moment for New Bremen. Or, yeah, she is. She's hidden in the right corner by the referee. Here's an off-balance drive down the lane by Kelly Naylor, and she did well to get the shot up above her head. She was bumped while strolling toward the basket. She neatly attracted the two-shot foul. She's at the stripe with a couple. Chance to give New Bremen the lead, and she does. That one trickled in, front rim, backboard, and down through. 18-17, New Bremen in front. Minute 41 left in the first half. Neither team comfortable at the offensive end. At times, each club going too fast, in part because of very tenacious, aggressive defensive play. Both free throws made by New Bremen, which is back up by a pair, 19-17. 90 seconds to go first half. Here's Fisher deep in the right corner. Good entry down inside to Pringer. Pringer powers to the rim, up and good. Bo and Courtney Pringer gets it that deep. You can mark it down. 19 all, minute 17 left, first half. Up the floor, put off for New Bremen. On the arc to Paige Jones. Lobbed into the lane for Holman. She's sandwiched, and the ball is punched out of bounds by Minster. A minute 11 to go in the first half. New Bremen possession, baseline right, playmaker Macy Putoff. She's handed the ball by the referee, about 10 feet from the foul lane. Ball lobbed out back to Jones, shot fake into the lane, dives toward the basket, and banks it in on the run.
Nice shot on the run there.
Good looking move by Paige Jones. New Bremen owns a two-point lead, 21-19. 56 seconds to go, first half. Kogi to Fisher for Minster. Fisher, high dribble, stops. Ball rotated to Pringer, baseline left. She's doubled, tripled. Gives it up on the arc to Carly Richard, back to Fisher. Fisher, 25 feet away, 38 seconds to go, first half. Right corner, Kogi. They want to go to Pringer. Bad pass, intercepted by Naylor. Naylor against Fisher. Naylor to the rack. Yes, and she's fouled. Count it, plus one. New Bremen section across the way going crazy. Cardinals have captured a four-point lead, 23-19, half minute to go first half.
Naylor did a nice job of hanging with that and it was able to convert the layup, use the backboard, and banked it in.
Oh, she was strong. Free throw by Naylor. Got it. 24-19. New Bremen surprising Minster late in the first half. 25 seconds to go. Fisher's got the ball.
Now 7-7 at the foul line.
Fisher retreats toward midcourt, looks at the clock, 16 to play. Minster spreads its offense. Fisher starts to drive, hands off to Ivy Wolf. Ivy gives it up left corner to Fisher for a tray. She overshoots, air ball, weak side rebound Smith to Jones at midcourt. She's got to let it fly, 30-footer, just off the mark, no good. Strong finish to the first half by New Bremen. And the Cardinals are on top, surprising Minster, 24-19 after two. Well, New Bremen had a 5-2 lead early on. Then Minster streaked to take the lead. And the last 4 minutes of the second period dominated by New Bremen. Once the Cardinals were able to calm down, turning the ball over, and avoided those empty possessions, New Bremen got shots and cashed in to lead by five here at the halftime break. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Ken Francis at Francis Schulze and Doug Borchers at Superior, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn, owned by Jolene Renderly. Tell her when you stop by the Jewelry Barn, you heard all about the store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi will make your ideas come to life. The Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Wells Brothers, Inc. has grown to include eight divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In just a moment, after a message from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we will hear from Matt Zerker and our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Back in 60 after Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And welcome back to Minster High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. Matt filling in for Chuck McBee tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our halftime report with Matt being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Matt?
Well, the New Bremen Cardinals just had four players score in that first half, but all four of them contributed quite a bit, as Paige Jones leads the way with 7 points, while Macy Podoff has 6 points. She scored all six of those here in the second quarter, going 4 for 4 at the foul line. Jane Holman had connected on a couple three-pointers for 6 points, and Kelly Naylor had 5 points, all those coming in the second quarter, as New Bremen outscored Minster in that second quarter 16-7.
Wow.
For Minster, Courtney Pringer leading the way with 6 points, while Taylor Kogi has 4 points, Damaris Wolf and Jessica Falk with 3 each, and Ivy Wolf with 2. New Bremen has 12 turnovers in the first half, just compared to 8 for Minster, but New Bremen's hanging in there in part because they have 11 defensive rebounds. They've done a nice job of holding Minster to one shot on most every possession. Minster only with a couple of offensive rebounds there in the first half. And like I said before, also New Bremen actually 7 of 7 from the foul line, while Minster is 3 of 6.
That rebounding edge on the defensive glass for New Bremen is significant, helping lead the Cardinals to a huge 16-point second quarter and a 24-19 halftime lead over Minster, which did not get a field goal for close to the last 3.5 minutes of the second quarter of this game.
They just had 2 field goals that whole quarter period.
Yep. That's our halftime report here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Our score, Minster trailing New Bremen 24-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker back at Minster. Minster Wildcats, number one team in the state in girls Division IV for the second straight week here in 2018, being beaten tonight by 5-24-19 by New Bremen at the halftime break. New Bremen, number 11 in the state this week after losing to Fort Recovery a week ago. New Bremen was fourth in the state in girls Division IV in the first poll of the year. Minster coming off its initial loss of the season. It happened Sunday morning at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country when Elyria Catholic defeated Minster by a score of 44-41. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus, the name LaCal. Understand that Versailles leads Fort Recovery 27-10 at the half. Or is it 27-11, Matt?
27-11.
Wow. Versailles defense doing a number on Fort Recovery at Versailles tonight. 16-point lead for the Tigers. Tonight, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight players are Paige Toby of Minster and Jane Holman of New Bremen. Paige is the daughter of Bruce and Carla. Great 3.9 GPA being sported by Paige, active in volleyball. She's a long jumper in track, National Honor Society, a Youth Leadership Association, Drama Club. She'll study journalism at Ohio Wesleyan. Jane Holman, a senior at New Bremen, 3.85 GPA. Daughter of John and Jean. She pole vaults and high jumps for New Bremen track. She volunteers at church. She's in youth leadership and she's a server. She's in the TriStar Med program as well. She'll start her college study at Rhodes State, then transfer to a four-year institution, and she will pursue the field of occupational therapy. Jane Holman, senior at New Bremen. Paige Toby, senior at Minster. Our spotlight performers tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby! Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. The largest Eaton Electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Here we go, the second half from Minster. New Bremen Cardinals lead the Minster Wildcats 24-19. Minster girls with the ball to start action in the third quarter. Quickly entered to Kogi. Kogi to Fisher, right back inside to Kogi. Fisher in the right corner. A long, high-arching looper from three-point territory. In and out, no good. Rebound poked out of bounds by New Bremen. Fisher's shot almost went in. You can bet that last set was designed right before the end of the halftime break. In and out movement, Fisher, Kogi, back to Alley, who just missed the three. Minster, though, retains the ball. Kogi, top of the circle. Right wing, Ivy Wolf down inside for Pringer. Broken up. Out of bounds it goes off New Bremen. 33 seconds gone here in the third quarter. 24-19, New Bremen over Minster. Fine close of the first half by the Cardinals. Inbounding baseline right, Damaris Wolf. Low in the right to Kogi. She's doubled. Gives it up to Damaris in the right corner. And she pops in a long deuce. That's a big basket. Minster needs to get Damaris Wolf going. She was straddling the arc. New Bremen double-teamed down inside. Damaris was left open, and she made the Cardinals pay. Here's New Bremen deep in the right corner. The ball is thrown inside to Holman. Holman gives it up on the arc to Molly Smith. She can't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Minster can tie this game up with a triple. 24-21, New Bremen by three. Kogi straight away. Kogi hands off to Damaris Wolf again. 17-footer behind the foul line. She's on target. Damaris Wolf catching fire.
You were saying about getting her going?
Damaris catching fire. 24-23. The lead is one for New Bremen. Here's a steal. Top of the circle. Pringer claws the ball away from Jones. Pringer bolts down the floor into the lane. Jones slaps her on the arm as Pringer goes up to shoot. Great start to the third quarter for Minster. Damaris Wolf comes out hotter than a firecracker. And then Courtney Pringer, extremely aggressive in the top of the circle, just jerked the ball right away from the New Bremen player. At the other end, Paige Jones thought she had a clean block on Courtney Pringer. The official said no. First free throw by Courtney is in and out, no good. It banged around and fell off to the right. Second free throw, a lot of rim. That one stays in. We are tied at 24 as Minster immediately starts the third quarter, wiping out New Bremen's five-point lead. Here's Holman. She's boxed in the left corner for New Bremen. She's in trouble, and the Cardinals head coach Chris Burden gets a timeout. A minute 30 gone in the third. We're tied at 24. Minster, New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And after the New Bremen timeout, the Minster Wildcats aggressively get another steal. This one by Allie Fisher. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. She and Damaris Wolf are coming out red hot for Minster, which enjoys seven straight points and a two-point lead after being down five at the halftime break. Here is Holman, 25 feet away for New Bremen. She's corralled by two Minster players and fouled. And Paige Jones will throw it back in play from the far side. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster pressed the right buttons at the half. Minster is playing tremendously aggressive defense and is attacking the basket, freeing up shooters. And right away, another turnover by New Bremen after the inbounds pass, a travel against the Cardinals again.
That's four turnovers now for Minster here, or for New Bremen rather, on the first.
Here's a long three-pointer by Minster, yes, from way outside. Ivy Wolf, she's got 3 points on a triple. Damaris Wolf has got two buckets for four. Seven straight by Minster, which is up to 29-24. And on the far side of the floor, Holman is sandwiched again for New Bremen. She bounces the ball off the Minster player's foot. Boy, you talk about a momentum shift.
Yeah, New Bremen's got to find a way to stop this 10-0 run somehow.
Outside the arc on the left, it's New Bremen. Bad pass intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster. New Bremen can't stop it. 12 straight points overlapping the second and third quarters by Minster. Here's a long triple by Holman of New Bremen. Way off the mark, no good. Rebound Minster. Here comes Allie Fisher down the floor. Fisher pulls up top of the circle. Now to Damaris Wolf. She enters the lane with the left hand, doesn't shoot. Hands off on the play to Kogi. Back to Damaris, right back into Kogi, and a defender's on her backside, fouling. Boy, I don't know what the pep talk content was from head coach Mike Wiss.
But he needs to bottle it up and save it for another time.
Exactly.
It sure definitely has worked.
No question. Ball out of bounds to Minster, baseline left, into Kogi in the corner, out to Ivy Wolf. Right back in the middle of Pringer. On the arc to Fisher. She jacks up a three. It's good! It's good! The Minster Wildcats are on a roll. Down five at the half. 15 points by Minster in 3 minutes and 30 seconds to start the third quarter. And it's a double-digit lead. Timeout, New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
An avalanche of points turned in by the Minster Wildcats starting the third quarter. That avalanche has been heaped on New Bremen, which is down 10 after the timeout. A long jump shot by Paige Jones, and it is no good off the back brace. The rebound to Minster. Jones got a screen, good-looking shot. She was available, let it fly. It was just a little bit hard. Minster attacking again. Minster trailed 24-19 at the half. 15 straight points by Minster, opening the third quarter. On the arc for Minster, dribbling. It is Damaris Wolf. Outside the arc, Carly Richard to Ivy Wolf in the lane. Hits a teammate, Pringer in the post. Baseline left, Kogi. Open from 10. Bouncing. No good. Rebound, Pringer. Knocked away by New Bremen. Here comes New Bremen down the floor. Paige Jones. Jones all the way to the rim, running one-hander. It is no good. Off to the right. Scrum for the loose ball. We've got a tie-up. New Bremen will keep it. New Bremen without a point in the third quarter. Meanwhile, Minster has ripped off 15. 15 to zip, Minster.
And it seems like they're settling for jump shots at this point. They're not really going inside like they did in the first half.
You're right, and Minster has picked it up not only offensively with the 15 points, but the Wildcats have blanked the Cardinals. They've been held scoreless in nearly the first 5 minutes of the third quarter of play. Cardinals eventually inbound the ball below the rim. It's fed into the post to Holman, and Holman is clamped on by Minster from behind. It's a common foul. 3:22 to go in the third. 10-point lead, Minster, which trailed 24-19 at the halftime break. What a run by Minster. 15 in a row. Minster, over the last two or three years, with all of this talent, has had the propensity to have unbelievable streaks like this one in games. New Bremen gets the ball inbounds, misses a wild shot. Holman gets the rebound, weak side right, and she's hindered on the play. She goes right back up, and she'll shoot two. 3:08 to go in the third quarter, with Minster leading 34-24. First shot by Holman on the way. Yes. New Bremen perfect at the line tonight. 8 of 8. Paige Toby back on the floor for Minster. Courtney Pringer checks out. Second shot here for Holman. 16-point second quarter for New Bremen. Already a 15-point third quarter in less than 5 minutes for Minster. That free throw curls off the rim, no good. Tie up on the rebound in the paint, Minster arrow. Yep, Cardinals need stops. Number one in the state, Minster, versus number 11 in the state, New Bremen. Cardinals were number four a week ago before losing to Fort Recovery last Thursday night. Here's Allie Fisher on the arc for Minster. Hits Kogi flashing to the post. Kogi bounds it to Damaris Wolf. She dribbles down the left side of the lane. Her shot is flicked away, hits the side of the backboard. Rebound down there to Bremen. Chest pass up the floor to Smith. Smith hands off on the play to a teammate, Putoff, who jacks one up. Very long on the shot. Rebound, Minster. Long throw to Damaris Wolf. Down inside to Kogi. It's between her legs on the floor. New Bremen ties it up, and the Cardinals get the ball. 2:28 to go in the third. 34-25, Minster.
That's 9 turnovers now for Minster compared to 17 for New Bremen.
And the Cardinals still without a field goal in the third period. It is amazing the change the halftime can bring in basketball at any level, pro, college, high school. It can happen, often does. Quickly down the floor to Bremen. Baseline left, Aaron Smith, high-arching 15-footer, bouncing. It will not go in. Rebound, tie-up, and it's Minster's possession. There's a lid on the hoop right now for the Cardinals.
That's what they got to be thinking over there, because that shot bounced around and fell out.
It hit every centimeter of the orange iron up there and would not go in. Minster with possession, up 9. Just over 2 to play in the third quarter. Here's Damaris Wolf between the circles. Picked up by Aaron Smith. Near side pass, Fisher. She lobs it cross court, intercepted by Naylor. Naylor 1-on-2, takes it all the way to the rim. Blocking foul on Minster, and the Minster bench can't believe it.
Yeah, I think the Minster fans wanted a push-off. She kind of gave a little bit of a forearm on that play, but got the block call instead.
Kelly Naylor at the line with 2 for New Bremen. Foul shot rolling in. 34-26, Minster up 8. And Naylor went right at 2 players. Minster had 2 young ladies setting up outside the lane. Naylor tried to split them. In the official's judgment, neither defender got the full body over in front and was still. Second foul shot, dips in, comes out, rebound tied up, New Bremen keeps it. Cardinal ball baseline left. New Bremen needs a good finish to the third quarter. Down 8, 34.
Still looking for that first field goal.
Yep, still don't have it. Ball lobbed into Paige Jones straight away. Deep left corner pass to Macy Putoff. Dribble drive through the key, lost it. Jones picked it up. Jones down the right side of the lane. Nearly tied up, but a foul. 2 shots, Paige Jones at the stripe. Foul charge to Ivy Wolf of Minster. Here's Paige at the free throw line. Headed to Michigan to play volleyball. Tremendous volleyball player. Not shabby on the basketball court either. That free throw hangs on the back rim, and it goes off. No good.
It's 3 misses now after going 7-for-7 in the first half.
Second free throw for Paige. She eyes the basket. Shot puts this one up there and buries it. 34-27. 3 straight points by New Bremen. Here is Minster down the floor in a hurry. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Ball thrown to Richard, 25 feet away. Carly in off the bench. Dribbles between the rings. Goes far left to Fisher. Fisher at the foul stripe. Taken right away by Naylor. Naylor's had a couple nice steals. Naylor all the way down the floor. Lays it up. It rolls off. Rebound Jones for a triple. Got it. Paige Jones lights it up. A long one. New Bremen back within 4. 6 straight points for the Cardinals. Here's Fisher. Here's Pringer. Foul line. below the foul stripe. 13-footer hits the flange. No good. Tie up on the rebound. Foul called. And it's against Minster over the back. New Bremen possession. Another momentum shift here in the last minute. Full court pressure by Minster. Eight players in backcourt. Ball thrown into Naylor. Naylor, crossover dribble against Fisher, goes behind the back, a loser. Up the right side to Jones. Jones hangs on. Spin move into the lane. Fisher reaches in. Great tie up by Allie Fisher. And Minster's awarded the ball. Heads up play by Allie Fisher. Because Jones felt the heat from the left side. That's where Pringer had her covered. She swung the ball back to the right into the lap of Fisher, who got the tie-up, and Minster benefits from the alternating possession. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's a turnaround by Pringer in the lane. It is bouncing, no good. Rebound slapped out in the corner off Minster.
So despite having just one field goal, the three-pointer, this whole quarter, New Bremen's still in it. They're only down four. They're probably looking to go for the last shot here in the third quarter.
Yep, nearly a disastrous third quarter for New Bremen, which went from five up to 10 down. Now it's a four-point game, 34-30 Minster. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. 30 feet away on the left. It's handled by Putoff. Cross-court to Naylor as Tinkman hits the deck. Into the lane, pass to Jones. Jones, little turnaround, eight-footer, dancing in. Soft touch, Paige Jones. Eight straight points by New Bremen. Seven to play in the third. Foul line extended left. On top, Pringer. Pringer jacks up the three-pointer, blocked by New Bremen. Third quarter ends. We've got a doozy at Minster. 34-32, Cats over the Cardinals. We'll hear this message at the halftime, or I should say at the end of the third quarter, from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Minster up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Do not miss out on the fine array of new inventory of furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. New inventory coming in all the time. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue. Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture, priced just right to suit your need. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of coupons there at GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Here is Minster with the ball after a New Bremen miss to start the fourth quarter. Two-point game, Minster 34, New Bremen 32. Ball lobbed to Pringer in the lane. It is tipped away by Paige Jones. Jones down the floor, gives it up, gets it back. Throws out back to the three-point shooter. It's good! Macy Putoff launched in a bomb for New Bremen, and the Cardinals are up one. 35-34, New Bremen. 6:46 to go in the fourth. Deep in the left corner. It goes on the play to Fisher. Three-point shooter, Minster straight away. Damaris Wolf, no, hit the heel. Ricochets into the corner. Loose ball rebound. The referees confer. Will it stay with Minster or go to New Bremen? Wildcats possession. 6:36 to go in the game. 35-34. New Bremen up one. Boy, it's been a heck of a game here at Minster tonight. Minster number 11, or I should say number 1 in the state. New Bremen number 11. Ball thrown into the lane. Dupringer on the arc to Kogi. Kogi rifles up a 3. It dances off the rim. No good. Long rebound, Ivy Wolf. Wolf navigates the paint to Fisher in the left corner. Bombs away. Missed it. Long rebound, Ivy Wolf. Cross court to Kogi. Driving baseline right against Holman. Out back to Maris Wolf. Lobs to Pringer. Broken up Paige Jones. Holman in there too, but a foul. Shove off by Holman. 6:09 to go in the fourth. Minster ball below the basket. Minster zip for 3 on this possession. The ball wheeled to Pringer in the lane. Turnaround 7-footer. Banked it in. Big bucket by Pringer. She shot that one in over Jones and Holman. Holman baseline right for New Bremen. All the way to the rim. In and out. No good. Tough break. 36-35. Scoreboard reads 1-point lead Minster. Here's a timeout Wildcats. Head coach Mike Wiss stands up and gets it. And Matt will keep it right here with 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Big goal by Pringer seconds ago to give Minster the 1-point edge.
Right, that ended the 11-0 run by New Bremen to end that third quarter after Minster started the quarter with the 15-0 run.
Isn't that amazing? Only in high school basketball. That's why it is so exciting and entertaining. One of our fine Rushi sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com is the Jewelry Barn. We'll tell you all about it. It is located on Rushi Versailles Road, just east of Rushi. Qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair, plus ear piercing, watch link adjustment, appraisals. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011, is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and certified in jewelry repair. Check out the Jewelry Barn, which will make your gift ideas come true. The Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard all about her shop on scoresbroadcast.com. As we return to action, Kogi posts up for Minster, has it blocked, taken away by New Bremen. Look at Naylor go down the floor, driving layup. Good! 1-point lead, New Bremen. Pringer attacks for Minster, and she makes a swan dive, move in the lane, slapped on the arm by Holman, and she'll get 2. 5:11 to go in the fourth, 37-36, New Bremen. Don't forget the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her store right here on scorersbroadcast.com. Jolene is a Gemological Institute of America certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Follow the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. First free throw by Pringer missed, and she bags the second one. 1 of 2, we're tied at 37. Just over 5 to play in this game. Matt, it's going to go right to the wire, despite that 15-point run by Minster.
Definitely. And Minster now 5 of 9 at the line. They got to do better than that coming down the stretch.
Exactly. Here's Paige Jones, 25 feet away, cross court on the play to Naylor. Naylor bounces to Macy Putoff, ball high overhead. 16 fouls on Minster, 5 on New Bremen. New Bremen is in the 1-on-1. Looks like Minster's in a zone defensive alignment at the moment. Here's Kelly Naylor calmly dribbling near midcourt. New Bremen electing to take time off the clock. Bounce pass to Molly Smith. Foul line, Paige Jones. Turnaround jumper. Good! Paige Jones right through the net. Didn't touch the rim. She swished it. Paige Jones sparkling here tonight for New Bremen.
She's really come on here the last part of the third quarter here in the fourth.
Oh, yeah. 39-37. New Bremen up 2. Here's Damaris Wolf. Wildcats rattled a bit offensively right now. Outside the arc, it's Fisher. Fisher dribbling 25 feet away. Gives it up to Ivy Wolf. To Damaris. Damaris on the arc. Foul line extended left. Near side to Kogi. He looked down inside for Pringer. Can't find her. Ball delivered right back out. Back to Allie Fisher. 3:55 to go in the game. Paige Jones bucket has New Bremen in the lead. Here's a pass deep in the left corner. Ivy Wolf. She drives around the New Bremen player. And a knee is stuck out. Defensive foul against New Bremen. The last of the common against the Cardinals. 6 each way. Minster ball baseline left. Damaris Wolf will throw in.
Like I said earlier, foul shooting probably is going to be a big factor here this last 3:48.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Matt. 1-1 coming into play. Kogi foul line. High dribble. Nearly palmed it. Cardinal fans thought she did. Could have been a whistle. There was none. Here's Pringer foul line. Got away with a walk. Spin move down the lane. Banked it in. What a play by Pringer. Boy, she has put a patent on that shot. She's really improved her moves in the post. Here's a steal by Fisher at midcourt. She's taken away from Naylor. Lobs to Ivy Wolf. Layup is in and out. No good. Scrap for the rebound. Tie-up occurs. We're tied at 39 with 3:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles is thumping Fort Recovery in girls' action at the Tigers' gym tonight. That would be Fort Recovery's first loss in the league. Fort Recovery owns a lopsided win against New Bremen. Minster and Fort Recovery play last week of the regular season. Here's Minster throwing inside for Pringer. Picked off on the play by Holman. Holman darts down the floor. Pulls up in the lane. Missed the shot. Loose ball, baseline left. Minster tries to save in Kogi to Ivy Wolf. Cannot do it. It's out of bounds to New Bremen.
Yeah, Versailles is up 29-17 after three quarters against Fort Recovery.
12-point lead Versailles. Tigers should have that one put away. This one up for grabs. 39-39 tie. Here's New Bremen inbounding left corner. Here's a quick three try. Way short. That's because the shooter was walloped on the forearm by Damaris Wolf. It's Paige Jones, a young lady you've got to have respect for anywhere on the court. She drew attention and a three-shot foul. Free throw by Paige. Swish. She's got two more coming. It's 40-39 New Bremen. I think that was whistled a foul while shooting three.
Yes.
Yep. She made the first of the trio of free throws. Here's the second by Paige Jones. She flexes those knees. It's on the way, and it's in. Both of them, bottom of the net, 41-39. New Bremen leads by two. The Cardinals have won the foul shot advantage in this contest.
They're now 12 of 15, heading to this third shot.
Third free throw by Paige on the way. It is too hard. Long rebound is garnered, though, by Holman. Back to Paige on the arc. Foul line jumper in the air. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Holman, who is over the back of the Minster player, Damaris Wolf. Oh, that third free throw wouldn't go in. The long jumper by Jones almost went in. Minster dodges a bullet, down just two. Here's Ivy Wolf pulling up right wing. Makes it. 17-footer Ivy Wolf. What shot. Steele, Minster. Fisher. Layup. Yes. What a turnaround. Ivy Wolf, a big hoop. Fisher on the steal. And Minster's gone from two down to two up in the span of 5 seconds. New Bremen has the ball batted three out of bounds at midcourt. Cardinals throw it in. Jones gives it up on the play to Putoff. Putoff works it to midcourt. She picks up her dribble, needs help. Loops it to Paige Jones, guarded by Pringer, 30 feet away. Hand off to Molly Smith. Now coming out to catch is Holman. 2:12 to go. Minster up two. Here's a loose ball. Touch last for the Cardinals. Out of bounds. Minster possession.
21 turnovers now for New Bremen.
Free throws are going to win it for New Bremen, or turnovers are going to lose it.
Exactly.
Outside the arc, high right, Wolf. Wolf shakes free, runs into the lane, hits a teammate, Pringer. Short jumper off to the left, no good. Rebound, Paige Jones, quickly down the floor to a teammate. In the lane, shot blocked. Great play by Pringer. Pringer is being crowded in backcourt. Gives it off to Fisher, to Ivy Wolf. Up the right side, Damaris. Bounces low on the left, broken up by New Bremen. Goes out of bounds. A minute 41 to go. A frantic pace, frenzied action. 43-41, Minster. Both teams need a break. Full timeout, Minster. Wildcats up two. We'll hear from Dickman Industrial and Electrical Supplies on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley, including Sydney, Layman, the Shelby County League, and the Midwest Athletic Conference. That's where we are tonight here at Minster, and it is a thriller, a terrific game. Minster girls 43, New Bremen girls 41. A minute 41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Minster, number one in the state, second straight week. New Bremen was number four in the state 2 weeks ago. This past week, number 11 in the state after losing to Fort Recovery. Great inbounds play. Layup is good. Ivy Wolf. Ivy Wolf peeled off a screen. Neat back cut. Well-designed play during the timeout by Minster below the rim. And the lead is four. 45-41, six straight by Minster, which trailed by two with just over two to go. Here's a long trifecta by Paige Jones. It is no good. Long rebound, six players on top of the leather, and the arrow benefits New Bremen. Cardinals need points this trip. Paige Jones has been the often used go-to gal. In the second half of this game, she and Naylor, two leading scorers in the year, both just under 10. 45-41 Minster. We said in the pregame, Matt, we thought it might take 50 to win it. We believe that to be the case in the middle of the first.
Probably going to end up that way.
Yep, believe that to be the case in the middle of the first half, and it looks like it will take 50 points to win this game. Timeout called again with 74 seconds to go. New Bremen possession below the Cardinals basket, and New Bremen owns a four-point lead, 45-41. Understand that Jackson Center and Rushi in the Shelby County League are involved in a very low-scoring game in the second half. Rushi leading.
10-5 at the half.
Wow.
In favor of Rushi.
And at Bodkins, Fort Loramie was handling the Bodkins girls.
Right, they were up 46-23 after three.
Led at 34-17, I think, at the half.
At the half.
And have continued to double the score at the end of three periods in that game. So we made the right game selection. It was a no-doubter. Number one in the state, Minster. Number 11 in the state, New Bremen. And this game has proved to be a classic. 45-41 Minster. Minute 14 to go. Let's see what New Bremen answers after a timeout before it inbounds below the rim. Minster made it pay off a moment ago with a big field goal to stretch the lead to four.
Be interesting to see the two Division One or the future Division One athletes, Courtney Pringer from Xavier and Paige Jones with Michigan, see how much they're going to play a role here in the last.
Here is Naylor. Naylor lobs it out back to Putoff through the keyhole. Leaves it top of the circle for Jones. There's a scrap for a loose ball. Picked up on the play by New Bremen. Holman missed the five-footer. She was well defended. It rolled off the rim. Minster tracked down the rebound. Wildcats lead by four. 56 seconds to go. Here's Fisher between the rings. Now to Damaris Wolf. Both teams in the bonus. Here's Ivy Wolf. Ivy at the Wildcats logo gives to Damaris. Damaris dribbles. She's pinched by two players. Gives it back to Ivy. New Bremen, no choice but to foul. Down four. 33 seconds to go. Whistle. Put off. Puts the clamps on Ivy Wolf. Ivy Wolf's come up big here in the fourth quarter for Minster. Ivy's gotten, what, two buckets in the fourth, two buckets in the third. She has really dazzled in the second half. She's at the strike now. 1-1. Missed it long. Rebound volleyballed from Holman to Jones. 30 seconds to go. New Bremen behind before. Top of the circle put off. Cardinals need a basket. Naylor. Jones, 25 feet away, back to Naylor. Long three in the way. Banked it in! I don't believe it! Timeout, New Bremen. Longest shot of the night. It approached 30 feet. Naylor was a foot or two inbounds. Far side of the floor in front of the Cardinals cheering section. And she airmailed one. It was offline. It kissed off the window right through. 17.7 to go. It's a one-point game.
I don't think she called bank on that one.
Woo! What a shot by Kelly Naylor. As Minster traveled two players right at Paige Jones, made sure that Paige didn't get the ball. That left Naylor open, if you can call a 29 or 30-footer open. But she knocked it down.
We have a final on the Versailles Fort Recovery game. Versailles won 44-30. So Versailles remains undefeated in MAC play. We'll see now if Minster can hold on these last 17.7 seconds so they can stay undefeated heading into that big showdown next Thursday at Versailles.
Yep, Minster girls collide with the Versailles girls next Thursday. We'll have coverage of that game here on scoresbroadcast.com. 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time. Minster possession after the New Bremen triple by Naylor, and it was a Hail Mary. 45-44, Minster up one, 17.7 to go. 10 players in backcourt. It's inbounded to Ivy Wolf. She's tackled 85 feet from the basket, and Ivy Wolf will have a critical 1-1, which she missed about 20 seconds ago.
Minster 5-10 at the line for the game.
And New Bremen is?
New Bremen is 12-15.
That's what I thought. 80% versus 50%. Here's Ivy Wolf, 1-1. Minster up one. 15.6 to go. She missed it long. No good. Rebound. Is it off Kogi? Is it off Holman? It is off of Holman. Minster ball in the corner. Big call there by the referee. I think it was the right one. And Minster gets a timeout. A play will be designed. It's going right to the wire. If Minster gets the ball inbound successfully and New Bremen doesn't get a steal or a tie-up right away, you can bet New Bremen will foul. Cardinals do have the arrow. Both teams are in the bonus.
We have another final. Anna defeating Houston tonight, 54-36.
So many.
That's a good win for Anna. Houston's played a lot better here the last couple, 3 weeks. So
yes.
Good win for the Rockets.
So it looks like perhaps Rushi, Fort Loramie, and Anna on their way to victory in the Shelby County League tonight. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors this evening. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. If we have another timeout, we will hear from AAG Inc. 13.4 to go. Minster up one. Minster inbounding. It goes to Pringer. Baseline left. On the arc to Ivy Wolf. New Bremen chases. Cardinals want a foul. Luke cross-court to Fisher. Right corner to Maris Wolf. And lo and behold, Minster was able to reel off 9 seconds from the clock. New Bremen did not foul until 5.1 remained. And Damaris Wolf is at the stripe. 1-1. Free throw, Damaris. Got it. Minster up two. 46-44. What a job Minster did playing keep away during those last 9 or 10 seconds.
The Minster guards have really stepped up here in this fourth quarter.
Damaris Wolf again makes it. New Bremen needs a three. 5 seconds to go. 47-44, Minster. Naylor at midcourt, running one-hander on the way. It is no good! It was behind the arc. It would have counted. It almost went in. It hit the rim twice and caromed off. And Minster survives a classic here tonight at Minster, 47-44 over New Bremen. It was a thriller. Terrific game. Fantastic photo finish. And Minster edges New Bremen 47-44 as head coaches Mike Wiss and Chris Burden shake hands at midcourt. New Bremen had a two-point lead with a couple minutes to go, and Minster rattled off six in a row. Ivy Wolf, a couple big baskets, one an out-of-bounds play, another a baseline jumper, about a 14-footer. She was key down the stretch. Courtney Pringer was her very good self again, but give a lot of credit to New Bremen, which could have collapsed as Minster scored 15 straight points, overlapping the end of the second and start of the third, went up 10, but back strong came New Bremen. And as I mentioned, the New Bremen Cardinals had a two-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Minster rallies to pull it out of the fire. Kelly Naylor made a three to cut it to one with 14 seconds to go. Damaris Wolf drops in two clutch free throws to push it back to three. And then a Naylor running 22-foot three-pointer at the buzzer, which would have counted, danced off the rim and hit it twice, fell to the floor, no good. And Minster hangs on to win a thriller, a nip-and-tuck doozy that wasn't decided until the wire. A photo finish, 47-44, Minster over New Bremen. Matt, it was a great night here at Minster. Fun to be a part of this.
It definitely was. It, like you said, you didn't know which team would have the last run, and it turned out to be Minster in this case.
Let's take a look at our scoring. Then we'll take a quick break from American Architectural Glass and then return with our star of the game brought to you by Clancy's.
Okay, the scoring first for the victorious Minster Wildcats. Courtney Pringer led the way with 14 points, while Ivy Wolf had 11, all but two of those coming in the second half. Damaris Wolf had 9 points, six of those coming after halftime, while Allie Fisher had 5 points, Taylor Kogi 4 points, Jessica Falk 3 points, and Kendra Thien with 1 point for Minster. For the New Bremen Cardinals, Paige Jones led the way with 17 points. Really had a great second half. Showed that she's just not a volleyball player. She's a pretty darn good basketball player as well.
Oh, yep.
Kelly Naylor with 11 points, five of those coming in the fourth quarter. We had that banked in three to draw within one, and nearly had that three to tie it up and send it here to overtime. Macy Putoff had 9 points, and Jane Homan had 7 points for the Cardinals.
The New Bremen Cardinals led 24-19 at the half, then saw Minster rattle off 15 consecutive points overlapping, or I should say all of them coming at the start of the third quarter. To sprint did Minster to a 10-point lead, 34-24, after trailing by five at the intermission break. But as the ebb and flow in basketball so often goes, New Bremen had a charge left, a big run. Back came New Bremen. Cardinals came all the way back, in fact, led by two with 2 minutes left before Minster edged out New Bremen in the final 2 minutes of this game. 47-44 Wildcats in a MAC thriller tonight. We'll return with our Clancy's Award winners in a moment after this message from American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. doors so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back here at Minster, where tonight the Wildcats have held on to nip New Bremen in a tremendous high school basketball game. Minster girls 47, New Bremen girls 44. Matt, who do we give the Clancy's honors to this evening?
For Minster, Courtney Pringer did have 14 points, but Ivy Wolf had 11 points, and her and Allie Fisher had those 6 points right there in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
When New Bremen had the lead, they came up with those 6 points right away to kind of give Minster the lead for good. They had that turnover that, like you said, they scored like 4 points in the span of 5 seconds, and that turned the game around. Mm-hmm. I tend to go lean more to Ivy Wolf tonight.
Ivy Wolf gets it. How about the New Bremen Cardinals? Several young ladies sparkled for the Cardinals tonight.
I like to go with Paige Jones. She had 17 points. She led the way. Kept Cardinals in it when Minster was maybe trying to pull away there in that third quarter. Kept them in it. Showed that she can do about anything out there.
Oh, yeah. She's
on the court.
Phenomenal volleyball player, and she is excellent on the hardwood, too. The dynamite tonight was Paige Jones. Paige Jones, Ivy Wolf, earned the Clancy's Awards tonight. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, a moment ago here on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlighted our anchor underwriting sponsors. We were also on the web online here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Congratulations to Carl Arns, new owner of Brookins. Joyce and Dale Barhorst did a tremendous job the last dozen years. Now it's Carl's, and it will be the same great menu and high-quality food as always at Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, from whom you've just heard, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney and also in Troy and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, thank you, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Congrats to Ken Francis and all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company. And thank you, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard about the gem in Rushi, Ohio, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown now to include 8 expanding divisions. Tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time, Fairborn at Sydney, as the Sydney Yellow Jackets try to get back on track since that win over West Carrollton, losses to Versailles and Centerville. It's Fairborn at Sydney tomorrow night, and then Saturday night, it's a Division IV matchup, which could be a classic repeating tonight's game that we just covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster boys at Fort Loramie. Tip-off at 8 on the web online at 7:40 on Saturday night. I'm sure the Fort Loramie gym, Matt, will be raining three-pointers on Saturday evening. Minster shoots the three very well. They sparkled doing that against Franklin Monroe at the flying to the hoop. Fort Loramie won a well-contested game against Thurgood Marshall at the flying to the hoop. Evan Burning with 2 big buckets in the middle of the third quarter. When Thurgood went up the 1, Evan took the bull by the horn, drove right to the basket, and we expect a terrific game on Saturday night, don't we?
Oh, definitely. Anytime that Loramie and Minster get together for anything, you can expect a good one. I'm sure Saturday will be no different.
And we've got potentially a very good girls game for you on Monday. Tri-Village, which is state-ranked in girls Division 4, travels to Rushi. Rushi Raiders will have to show better offensively than they did tonight against Jackson Center. Still one, we think, over Jackson. Did Rushi tonight?
I haven't seen anything new on that.
Very low scoring
yeah.
game. Only 15 combined points at the half, 10-5 Rushi, last score we had. But Rushi will need more offense than that against Tri-Village on Monday night. We've got coverage of that game. Chuck McBee will be back with me on Monday night, 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time on Monday evening, Tri-Village at Rushi. And then don't forget, 1 week from tonight, it is this Minster team on the road at Versailles. Both clubs unbeaten in the MAC. Versailles, highly ranked, number 2 in the state in girls Division 3. Minster, number 1 in the state in girls Division 4. And they are in a collision course for next Thursday night at the Versailles Gym. And we've got the action for you next Thursday night. That's our look ahead. A lot of exciting, entertaining basketball right around the corner, Matt.
It's getting that time of year. League races are starting to get tight, starting to get decided. Mm-hmm. Tournament draw just a few weeks away.
Yep.
Teams are starting to pick it up.
In a great game here tonight at Minster, the Wildcats victorious by 3. So many thanks to Chuck McBee. He is usually alongside on stats, color, and on-site engineering. Tonight it was Matt Zerker. Thanks to Matt very much. I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster, where the Minster Wildcats have edged New Bremen in a great girls game, 47-44.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.